The Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. That's the first beat on the chain.
Variations in this piece. There's a lot of different themes, as there's many different hours in the day, and each hour is different than the last hour before that. So the only thing that really remains constant is God. The rest is sort of just like a chaotic mess. So you're invited on the journey. Pray the prayers with us. Pray Luke's prayers as well.
Write your name.
Second prayer. We're entering into another hour at this moment. And that hour is Laud, which would be typically the morning prayer. Our second prayer is, and this is also the second bead on your chain. God of all blessings, source of all life, giver of all grace, we thank you for the gift of life, for the breath that sustains life, the food of this earth that nurtures life, for the love of family and friends, without which there would be no life.
God speaking to us, which is a little different than the personal prayers we've been singing. So as we sing this again, we're going to repeat that line. And I want you to hear God saying that to you. Believe it.
Vesper, sunset prayer. I'm going to read a prayer for the third bead, but keep in mind that the prayer beads, actually one of their purposes is to keep you focused and not distracted and not bored. Even the sense of using them for their texture as you pray is a way to keep focused. And I'm going to read the third prayer, which is also goes with the third bead. Therefore, keep me above all things from sin. Keep me from the death of deadly sin, which puts hell in my soul. Keep me from the murder of lust that blinds and poisons my heart. Keep me from loving money, in which is hatred. Keep me from the dead works of vanity. Stamp out the serpent envy that stings love and kills all joy. Occupy my whole life with the one thought and the one desire of love, that I may love not for the sake of merit, perfection, virtue, sanctity, but for you alone.
Abide with me. Fast falls the human tide. As darkness deepens, Lord, with me.
Darkness, love. get crushed into a good wine. Good wine. Good wine. Good wine. Thank you.
last hour is called Compline, which is the night prayer. So we're winding down. And for the fourth bead, I chose the Lord's Prayer, the Matthew version. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us to the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one. Back in the prayer corner, if you want to see all Jamie's lyrics for what he did for each of the hours, they're back there in the prayer corner. You'll see a piece of paper, so you can take one of those too, and perhaps integrate those with the beads if you'd like.
This is the last prayer of the night. Thank you.
intoxication when your words wash over me. Gathering out your lips, Lord, you speak to me. An ocean without waves, you're the movement that I crave. In that motion, I long to drown, to be sweet intoxication when your words wash over me. Whether or not you listen, you speak to me. You're my water, you're my wine, you're my way of hope from time to time.
Father, thank you that we can come together, pray together. Learn what it is to pray, and learn that in praying we affirm the goodness that's in our lives, and in doing so we also communicate with you. I pray that we take these prayers through the week, and we own them, and that we fight that boredness and embrace the boredness all at once. Amen.